Vince Wilfork. Oh, sure. We're at the stadium. Where are you?
Oh, shady business. Shady. Shady, shady.
Hey, hey, hey. Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Now, what's going on, man? What's happening?
Man, nothing much, man. I mean, you know, just enjoying a nice victory that we did yesterday. It was a big time win for us.
Hey, I made the point to Michael a second ago. I know there's no such thing as a perfect football game. Was that close?
Perfect is hard to do. I mean, perfect is no. I mean, but we did a lot of things very, very well. Things we talked about, we wanted to do, how we wanted to play the game, situation on certain downs, how we wanted to play, what to expect. I think everybody was just clicking on all cylinders yesterday. So, with that being said, yeah, it was a few things that we still, you know, can get better. But trust me, the good outweighed the bad probably six times more. So, we happy with the win. I mean, because, you know, like going into this week, we know this team was 13-3 last year. We know their record isn't anything that doesn't reflect on how this team, what type of team this team is. So, we know we had our hands full. They wanted to play this game. We had all our antennas up. Because they could have came out and did anything they wanted. So I think everybody was just doing their job, knowing the situation that we were in. Everybody just being alert on the sideline in the game. Had DBs coming up saying, hey, watch for this. Our backers was telling us, linemen was like, hey, watch for this. I think everybody just was clicking on all cylinders. And that's one of the games that's how we play Patriot football. I mean, when everybody out there having fun, doing their job, we get results like that.
Vince, I'm sure you didn't think before the game, the offense is going to score 59 points. I'm going to shut these guys out. But as you looked at Tennessee during the week, Wednesday, Thursday before the game, could you kind of envision a lot of plays there for the defense, you know, based on the struggles they've had so far and the type of stuff, the type of plays that they like to run? Could you see yourself having a huge day defensively?
Yeah, I did. For one thing, we saw – they're very, you know, they're backs. The backs tell it all. You know, when Johnson was in the game, he wanted to get outside and he wanted to get in so he could move. When White was in the game, he wanted to get downhill. So I think we was all alert for that and we played that very well. Still gave us some plays, but we played it for the most part. We played it pretty well. And they only had a handful of runs that they could run, and we've seen all of them. But once we got ahead, and we always talk about playing from ahead, closing that door, which we haven't done two games this year. We never closed that door. But last night we closed that door and we didn't look back. And I think that's a start for us. I mean, it needs to stem from Sunday all the way through the rest of the season. And if it do, man, I'm telling you, we can be a good team. We can be a good football team. But it doesn't get any easier for us. Of course, we're going to have to play better down the road. But you know what? This is something we can learn from. We can build on this. And going forward, we can look back at this game and be like, hey, look, remember how we played this game right here? Let's continue to play like that. And I think everybody, they like that feeling. So I know I love the feeling. And I think this week with practice and, you know, the whole London trip and all that, but I think guys know it started last week in practice. And Bill said it after the game. It started, we had a great week of practice, preparation, and it led, you know, Sunday. So we need another one this week and going forward for the rest of the week throughout the season, and we'll be okay.
Vince, when we talked to you last week, you seemed to be a little embarrassed that the Broncos were able to drive 98 yards on you and score. And you said, you know, you got to get better, and that just can't happen. So what happened in practice? I mean, you said it was a great week of practice. Tom Brady was on the station earlier. He said it was a great week of practice. What made it so great?
I think, you know, starting off, every day offense start off practice. That's how we've been doing it for the longest. And offense start off clicking, making big plays. And one thing Bill stressed to us last week was, you know, our offense haven't made any big plays. So right out the box, first play, you know, of practice last week, it was a big play down for a touchdown for Moss. And just by seeing that, it just filtered down. Once defense got on the field, all these runs, it was negative runs. It was everybody to the ball. It was interception. It was trying to get the ball out. trying to strip them. And, I mean, you could just see the way practice was going where, hey, you know, if we practice like this, man, we're going to be pretty good. And Friday, we had a, you know, we had a good Friday. And I'm telling you, by the end of Friday, it was like, man, you know what? We did all the work. We did all the work. Everybody felt comfortable. We knew who we were facing. We knew what type of game we wanted to play.
I think we
practice was so good. He got going, and then the phone just went out.
I know Vince. He'll redial within seconds here, and we'll continue the conversation because I'm always curious about how those things work out. And I love the fact that the very first practice play that the offense had last week was a big play down the field to Randy Moss. And you talk about, you know, setting the tone for the week. I heard Brady this morning on with John and Jerry talking about what a great week they had in practice. It sounds as though Bill Belichick was preparing that offense to do exactly what they did yesterday, right down to, but, you know, big plays to Randy Moss and other guys.
Yeah, preparing them for big plays, preparing them for that many big plays.
I don't think he thought it was going to be like that, but let's reconnect with Vince here. We got to get you a better cell phone if you're going to stand us up like this on a regular basis.
I tell you what, man, AT&T might be out the window.
Hey, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth.
Nah, they're great.
Hey, let's. I want to go back to something you said earlier on about the defense and the way the guys were flying around the ball. There's a guy who has really kind of jumped out at me over the course of this season. Since Richard went to Oakland, Mike mm-hmm. Wright has really shown me a lot. And he did again yesterday with another fumble recovery. What is Wright doing that has stuck out in your mind?
I think he's just up for the challenge. I mean, everybody's doubting, you know, when Richard left, everybody was doubting what we're going to do. And I think everybody took it personal, especially Jarvis, Mike Wright, the young guy prior, myself, Ty, everybody in that defensive line meeting room, we took it to heart because they're basically saying, you know, without Richard, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I think everybody just took them on themselves, you know, raised their level of play, and they did it. I mean, even Jarvis had a great game. Mike Wright having a good season. I mean, all of these guys is putting together a good season, and we're going to need that going forward. So they haven't changed anything. I just think everybody up their play. And being in the defensive line meeting room with them, I can just tell their preparation. They in the books more. You know, they asking questions more. They, you know, they always want to know, you know what I mean, with certain situations, how to play it. And they've been getting better and better each week. So hats go off to them guys. And you know what? They're going to keep getting better and better because down the road we're going to need it. Everybody's going to need to stand up and step it up. And you know what? These guys have been stepping up for a whole year, and we're going to need to continue that.
You know, Vince, you told us a couple of years ago, the first season of Randy Moss, he did some things that you had never seen before, that were rarely seen. Has he added to that? Is there anything over the last couple of years, now that you've had him as a teammate for a while, seen him in games and seen him in practices, are there other things that Randy Moss has done that have just made you say to yourself, man, how the hell did he do that?
Man, I'll tell you one thing that stands out from him, man, is his footwork. I mean, I think his footwork got a lot better, even though he had quick feet before. But I see this guy, you know, with a soccer ball all the time, just working on his feet. And he told me, he was like, Vince, man, you know what? This is going to get my game to the next level. This is going to allow me to run certain routes better. And, you know, I've seen it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll start kicking the soccer ball around. Give me some quicker feet, you know? But, I mean, this guy comes to work every day. He comes to work and he works. And, I mean, to see a guy like that and where he at his career, and he want to keep getting better, I mean, you can't do nothing but love a guy like that, and you want to play with a guy like that because all of that stuff it trickles down. But by far, his footwork is much, much better than, you know, it's been in the past.
Hey Vince, if you start kicking around that soccer ball, they might put you in on some of those tight end sets. You might be able to play a little tight end for this team.
Hey man, I can do that now, man. Here I am. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
You could be playing for the Revolution next year.
No, I won't say that. I know those guys are good.
And they got to run way too much, too. So.
Yeah, that's too much running. Yeah, I'll pass on that one now.
Hey, have you ever been to England?
Never.
I don't know how much you'll get to see of it. I mean, it's kind of a slam-bang trip, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're leaving later in the week, and we get there and get settled in and stuff like that. So we'll probably have a day, you know, to probably sightsee or whatever. But other than that, we're going there for business. It's, you know, to beat Tampa Bay and come home with a win. So all in all, I mean, if it looked nice and if guys tell me it's nice, maybe we'll take a second trip on our spare time and get over there so we can enjoy it.
Has anybody ever told you about it? Anybody give you any things to look out for or anything to look into?
No. I mean, no one I talked to said they haven't been over there and whatever. So it's going to be an experience for, you know, myself and probably for the team. You know, most of us probably haven't been over there, but who knows? They probably have people that have been over there. But I know for myself, this is, like I say, if it looks like it's worth coming back to, I'll come back on my own time and enjoy it. But, you know, for now, we're going over for business and come home with a win and going to this bye 5-2.
Hey, Vince, Dale's got a condo over there, so if you need a place to stay, you know, Dale, man, he's got that radio money is just pouring in for him.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's living large, Dale is.
Must be nice.
Hey, do you even count wins against Central Florida?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
I see the U at number 10 in the BCS poll this morning.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We play who they put us on, who they put on the schedule, man. I mean, I tell you, first four games ranked teams. That's all I can say.
Okay, so you don't have to apologize for the schedule. You really don't. They played a tough schedule.
Yeah, we played a tough schedule. But you know what? Like I said, I'm proud of those guys because, you know what, coming off that loss with V-Tech, it really says something about, you know, where that team is heading. And to come back to play an Oklahoma team and to win that ball game, it's good signs of, you know, good coaching going on down there. The players are starting to buy in, and the recruits are starting to come back. So that's a good sign for the University of Miami. So hopefully we can keep it up, man, and, you know, get some more wins out of.
Hey, have a great time in England next weekend. We'll talk to you next week after you get home.
Sounds good, guys. You take care now.
Okay, Vince.
That is.